Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's so good to be with you again. This is Minister Van with When Christians Speak Talk Radio. And it's just an honor and a privilege to be able to share and encourage you today, wherever you are, whatever time of the day it is.
forsake me, I'll say if I go by myself, I'll say yes to your will, and I'll say yes to
spot on earth is actually the cemetery. Why is it so wealthy? Because buried in the cemetery are books that were never written. The graveyard is filled with music we've never heard. The cemetery is filled with paintings no one has ever seen. The graveyard is filled with poetry never read. The cemetery is filled with businesses that never opened. The graveyard is filled with awesome companies that never got started. The cemetery is filled with inventions we've never used. The graveyard is filled with great, powerful women who died as prostitutes. The cemetery is filled with awesome men who died as alcoholics and drug addicts. It's a rich place. And that's why I really came to Kenya. I came to Kenya because of the cemetery, because I knew that sitting in your house right there where you are, and sitting in this studio, are people who are the next candidate to add to the wealth of the cemetery. You wrote one book. There's 10 left. If you died now, the cemetery robbed us. I came to Kenya because I want you to rob the cemetery. I want you to die empty. I want you to die with nothing else left to do. I want you to die because you poured out all of your dreams, ideas, visions, books, music, inventions, publications, that you died empty. That's the goal of life. Don't die old. Die empty. As a matter of fact, one of the greatest statements I ever heard about dying is this statement. I think it's my beautiful statement of dying. It says, "It is finished." Three words. The guy who said that was only 33 years old.
It is finished.
He didn't say, "I was finished." Because we don't die. We are eternal spirits. He says, "It is finished. I poured out what I came to earth to pour out.
Was that the guy on the cross?
That's the guy on the cross.
All right. I remember these things.
My goal in life is to help everybody die empty. That's why I come to meet you, Jeff. You wrote a book. I love your book. But I'm thinking, what about the next one that's not released yet?
No, there's no sequel.
Or the other five.
Doc, there's no sequel.
Or the other ten.
I have no energy.
I'm sure it's there. There's no way a man with your story could not have 10 stories. Don't die with my books. I want to challenge.
praise to Germany. Somebody sing the praise to France. Send a praise to Bankhead. Somebody send a praise to Buckhead. Yeah. What I do.
Hey, Robert, can you hear me?
Now I can. Before, I was only hearing music.
Oh, the music stopped. Okay, good. All right. Okay, y'all, I am back. I was trying to play some music. I'm having problems with the computer, but it's all good. We're going to continue on and everything like that. I was playing a little music. It's called Praise Is What I Do. Amen. So I got Reverend Robin with her and everything. We're a little late getting started, but I was playing music all through the process of trying to get things worked out. But God is good, is the title of the thing. And so this is When Christmas Eve Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. I'm joined by Reverend Robin. This is Friday Night Joy on When Christmas Eve Talk Radio. Reverend Robin, I do have a couple of quick scriptures that I have and everything, but I want to ask to go ahead and open up in prayer first, okay? So, Father God, we come today first to say thank you. Thank you for your many graces and your mercy and your love that you have for God. Thank you for bringing us a mighty long way. Even though, God, it's been a trying day, amen, and it looks like that we're welcome here to get this broadcast through. We thank you for you allowing us to take place, God, for it allows us to take place in us. So, God, we give you glory, we honor you, we praise you, we thank you, we love you, God. And it's truly, even this broadcast, God, is all about you. I thank you for Reverend Robin being a part of it today, God. So, God, this is all about you, so you get all the glory, amen. So, amen and amen and amen. So, with that being said, let's go ahead and get started. Reverend Robin, I just want to say hi. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us today, okay? So, like I said, the topic is God is good. It's very simple. You know, when I think about everything that I face, I can truly be a testimony that God is good. You know, God is good and everything. And I got some really good news today, Reverend Robin. There was some good news for me. I talked to my doctors and everything, and the kidney issues and things that they thought I had, it's a good report, okay? Amen. That's why I say God is good. It's a good report about the kidneys. It's a good report about everything overall, you know, even about the issue that's still the one that we talked about earlier that's still focused. But everything else, man, the blood pressure, the sugar is not bad. Even the cholesterol is not as bad. It's really good. Everything needs improving, but it's not bad, right? So I'm grateful for God for the good report. You know, sometimes when we go to the doctors and stuff like that, they just pile things on you. You leave out of the feeling worse than what you did because everything just seems like it's going wrong. But as I had shared with Reverend Robin and a few other people, we know that God is good. You know, and we know there's nothing too hard for God. We don't can't focus on what they said, but we believe the report of the Lord. You know, and that's basically where I'm at. So I'm really, really happy. We've been going through some issues with the computers, trying to get set up tonight, okay? I just want to let you know real quick, there are so many things happening, but maybe we don't have that much time. I guess I better get into the scriptures. Remember, Rob, you got anything for me? God is good?
Oh, well, you know, God is always good. He's always an on-time God, no matter where we are. He is yet on the throne and sovereign, and he has full authority. And that authority is a good authority for us all. Bless God.
Mm-hmm. Bless God. God is always good. a couple of scriptures I want to go over them. Like I said, I'm doing things a little different and everything like that because I really wanted us to talk about the goodness of the Lord. Amen. And this is the first one scripture I got is Psalms 145:9. And this is the King James Version. So the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. You know, his tender mercies are over all his works. In Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 11 says, the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of the host, for the Lord is good. His mercy endureth forever. And of them that shall bring their sacrifice of praise to the house of the Lord, for I will cause to return the captivity of the land as at the first, said the Lord. God is good. He always comes when we need him. Okay, he doesn't, when we need him, he always has his particular time, but he's never late. You know, he always, I think about miracles of people that I know that things have took place, whether there was healings or whether there was diseases or whether there was some kind of anything that was going on. God always came to the place and completely healed them, you know, and they are living, even myself, a living, walking epistle about the goodness of God, you know, and how far the, even the relationship that there was damages. God is that good. You know, he's still on the throne. Now, one of the scriptures also that I looked at, let me see if I can turn to it real quick. Okay. And this is actually coming out of Exodus chapter 33, verses 17 through 23. All right, and this is what it says, and the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight. Isn't it amazing to get to a place that when we found grace in the Lord's sight, our grace now is because of Jesus Christ. Our mercy now is because of Jesus Christ. That I have found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. God and the Lord Jesus Christ know us by name, y'all. He said, I beseech thee, Moses said, I beseech thee, show me the glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness. God said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. You know, Moses was very in a privileged place and everything. Let me finish reading this because we can talk about it a little bit more. Okay, Reverend Roman. It says that, he said, I beseech thee, show me your glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious to, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou cannot not see my face, you know, but there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me that thou shalt stand upon the rock. And it shall come to pass when while my glory pass by, that I will put thee in a cliff of the rock and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not, that shall not be seen. I'm going to show you my goodness, but you can't see the front, but you can only see the back, and I'm going to cover you with my hand. Isn't that amazing to know that God cared, that much about Moses in him? He's the same God today and yesterday and forevermore. God is good. God is good. Psalms 34:8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. God is good. This is a simple message, and sometimes we need to just, I know for myself there are times when I just come back to reality of it, that no matter what I hear, no matter what people are doing, no matter what the doctors are saying, no matter all the stuff that's going on around all of us got something going on in our life. No matter what it is, God is good. God is good, and his mercy endures forever, y'all. His mercy endures forever. His mercy is everlasting. Amen. In Psalms 107, verses 8, it said, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. God, man, I mean, you know, when he created us, man, he created us in his own image. You know that? I mean, that's that alone to make you realize that we are his, like, are special, you know. And then with Jesus Christ and everything, and in the Old Testament, God said that you are my peculiar treasure. You're the apple of my eye. Now we're sons and daughters because of Christ. God is good. You know, he wants us to have that kind of relationship with him and stuff like that. He's willing with Christ to open his arms up for us every single time. You know, when we go to him, his arms are stretched wide open just for you and just for me. God is good. God, Jesus is the type of person that you know you can go to and you can lean your head up against him and everything like that. You can tell him all about it, man. You can tell him all about the problems. You can tell him all about what kind of day you have and everything. He's never going to be in a place, in a type of person that will push you away. God is good. He wants to hear from you, and he definitely wants to hear from me. Okay? He wants to hear from all of us. Amen? It says, Psalms 145 and 9 said, the Lord is good to all, and his tenderness are all over his grace. Amen. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. In Lamentation chapter 3, verses 25, it says, the Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. You know, we should have in us a constant desire to seek after God, a constant desire to please God, to please our Lord and Savior, to do what's in it. And not saying that we won't miss it. No, that's not saying that we won't fall down. And not saying anything, we're going to do those things. But we still have to have that desire to seek after the Lord. Even when we mess up, okay, God, I mess up, but I'm coming to you now. I'm going to hold on to the horn of the horn of salvation until you bless me. I ain't letting you go until you bless me, until you change me, God, because you're good and you won't let me go down to my own dismise and stuff like that. You won't let me do more harm to myself and everything like that. You're there just to help me, to pull me up out of the muck and the mire, and to brush me off and to remind me who I am to you. God is good. You know, you are faithful. You know, he's not only good, but he's faithful. He's not only good, but he's full of mercy. He's full of love. And if God is good, God is love. I think we talked about that a couple, maybe a month ago, Reverend Mama. Like, God is love. He's there for us. Jesus promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. He's there for us. God is good. Okay, God is good. And in the book of Nahum, it says, chapter 1, verse 7, it says, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows them that trust in him. God knows his people. He knows them that believe in him and stuff, that trust in him, that seek after him, you know, that lean on him, and that's our own understanding. He knows who we are. He knows our name even before the foundation of the earth, or while we was yet in our mother's womb. He knew everything that we've become. He knew our ups, our downs, our tears, our frowns. He knew everything that was to know about us. He knew that we would have good days, and he knew that we would have bad days. He knew that somebody would get on our last nerve one day, and he knew we were ready to shout for joy the next day. He knew everything about us. God is good. God is good. God is good. And his mercy endures forever. I'm kind of decided I want to read anything else. Amen. Okay. And I did have a chapter. Let me see if I got that still pulled up. Okay. Yeah, this is also in Exodus chapter 34, verses 6. It says, and the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant, and goodness and truth. The God is good. I remember, located in Mark, when a certain rich man came to Jesus and said, and called him good master. And Jesus corrected him. He said, why callest me good? There is none good but the Father. You know, there's none good. Even Jesus, the Son of the living God, knew that the Father was good. For the Father to make a decision of 48 generations so that the Son of God might come through to redeem man. That's someone that's good, to establish what was done in the beginning in the Old Testament with the temple and the holies and holies, and to understand the pattern that was laid out, you know, as a foundation of what was going to take place. That's a good Father, man. That's a good God. To let us know that we, even the man messed up, with the first man, Adam, the second man, Adam, amen, is coming to redeem us. And all this so that we can be able to walk in the garden in the cool of the day with him. You know, can you imagine? This walk, I mean, Adam, you had it, man, and everything. But God even knew that Adam was gonna mess up. You know, can you imagine God just walking with you? You know, now we have the Holy Spirit that can walk. We let it complete itself in us. That will walk us and show the things that we have never seen before. Speak words into our life that we have never heard before. That is not in anybody's book or that's not in anybody's song or testimony. That's what God wants to do with us and everything. In spite of everything that we're facing, God wants to do something great and miraculous in our life. He wants to do something great and miraculous in the life. And I heard a sermon on last night, I'm preaching on last night about the times and the season that he lives in. And he wants to do something, but he's warning us about what's going on right now at the same time. You know, we have that kind of God that is good, that he'll begin to warn us of things to come. He'll warn us to the point that we need to get things prepared, you know, whatever the case might be. God is good. He is good. You know, he don't just love us because we're believers, but he loved the whole world. In fact, the scripture says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's love. God is good. God is God's desire for no man to perish, y'all. No man, no matter where, no matter who they are. No man, I don't care what kind of background you come from. I don't care that you a drug kingpin. I don't care that you've been a prostitute all your life. I don't care that you're a snap with three or four. Come to Jesus Christ and accept him to be your Lord and see the goodness of the Lord. And see and take hold and know that God is good. God is good. God is faithful. Reverend Robin, you got anything to add? Okay. That God is good. I hope I'm still on. Praise the Lord. God is good. Yes, he is. He is so good. Amen. Amen.
I can hear you now.
Well, praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. This is Minister Van, and this is part three of the series, My Purpose, His Promises.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Amen. We're about to get started in a few minutes. Amen. Of course, you know, this is when Christians Speak Talk Radio. This is Friday Night Joy. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. We're going to continue with a lesson that we've been doing since the beginning, first Friday of the month, called Expectations Based on the Promises of God. We're going to continue with that. In fact, this should be the last one, amen, of the series. Amen. Let's go ahead and have prayer first. Father God, we come first to say thank you. Thank you for your mercy.
Amen.
Hello?
Hello, Reverend Ray.
Oh, amen. Amen. Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but, you know, we're going to continue on. We're going to prep the place of some. Reverend Rob, you got anything to add? Can you hear me there?
I can hear you now. I'm not sure where you, what parts I did not hear. It kind of went silent. So the enemy must not want to know how good God is, but God is good, and he is conqueror even over these technicalities.
Yes, he is, man. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. God is so good, you know. I was trying to find a song, and I thought I had some in the library, you know, to talk about the goodness of God. So I'm going to continue to look, you know. So I'm going to go back and probably listen to everything and see how much that it was solid on and everything. But the enemy is upset, so it is okay, you know. I know, Reverend Robert, you know that God is good. I mean, as the song goes, as I look back over my life and I begin to think things over, it's truly been blessed. I got a testimony. There was nobody but the Lord that was brought me to. There's a song to, if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side, where would I be? Where would you be today if God wasn't on your side? Where would you be if he hadn't came and rescued you out of that place, out of that space, out of that time that you were there and you shouldn't have been there? God is good, you know. So if you don't get anything else out of the message, then maybe the mic went dead and maybe we're having all kinds of technical problems today. But you must remember this one thing: God is good, amen. God is good. He is faithful, amen. He loves you, okay. He wants nothing but the best. He wants you to live and not die. God is good. God so loved the world he gave his only begotten son just for you. God is faithful. God is good, okay. So I'm looking at some different things right now. We got a few more minutes and everything like that. But I just want to share a couple of things with you, like I did before. But just continue to seek after God. That's the one that can encourage your heart. Just to continue to seek after that thing. I'm saying that just to myself, you know, Reverend Robin had some conversation last night and things about seeking after the things of God. Okay? And just a time, this is probably a season for all of us that where we need to really examine ourselves, you know, and everything, and ask God to show us and everything like that. And not that we can do anything about changing, but he can. The Lord Jesus Christ can. That was the whole purpose of the cross, that the Holy Spirit can change us, you know, and just let him do it and not us, you know, because he's faithful to us. God is faithful to us, and he just wants us to know that no matter what, that we're going to be okay, all right, no matter what, you know, okay? I'm talking to somebody out there that needs to know that God is good, you know? Maybe you just might have just lost a loved one, and right now you can't see the goodness of God because you're hurting in your heart. But I'm telling you, even in the midst of pain and hurt, even in the midst of loss, God is still good. You know, we don't know why loved ones sometimes leave us at times they do, or why tragic things happen in this world, you know, and a lot of it is based off because of sin, but a lot of it is based off the time. Sometimes it's time or a season for that person to leave this world. You know, we don't know why the tornadoes, but even in the midst of all the negativity that people want to bring up, we still know that God is good. You know, he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised and faithful to be praised no matter what, y'all, no matter what and stuff. So what we'll probably end up doing, I know that next Friday we got the Matters of the Heart Singers Ministry and we got a couple of guests coming up. But we're not going to let the enemy take away this story. And then this Sunday we got the men's coming up. So I don't know how we're going to do it, but we're going to talk about this thing more in detail about God being good. And I do thank you for those that are listening in. And just replay about that, I'm going to go back and listen to it and find out maybe we can do some plugins. I don't know. And so I might just leave it as is, man, because the enemy is upset and he can't win. He can't win this battle of spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. He can't win, you know. He can't win. In fact, he's already lost. He's already lost the battle and he knows it and everything. But that don't stop him from doing his task with technology and even with human error. You know, it may have been something on my part. I don't know. I don't see anything that I did wrong and everything, but he can't win. And then, you know, the other prayer, the other part as well, as when Christians be talking, you know, is that we're always looking to go forward, okay? Maybe it's time for us to do something a little different than what we're doing. Maybe do our own, host our own show and stuff like that. I don't know. But whatever God wants us to do is with the broadcast so that we can make sure that we give you the best of the best, that we are submitting those things into Christ, that we're doing our best, that we give him 110% of our best, and whether it's technology, whether it's the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we believe that the gospel, but the people that we have on, the ministers and the preachers and the pastors and apostles, are doing just that, you know, are doing just that. We are grateful for every single one that God has brought all of us together, you know, to do this one thing, and that's to preach and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, and that's nobody but him. He's the only one to get any glory or any credit. God gets all the credit and all the glory, you know, and stuff like that. All we are is just a month. We're just willing vessels to do those things. We're just willing vessels to do those things. Yeah. Amen. Brother Robin, you still there with me?
Amen. Yes, I am. Bless the
Lord. Okay. Amen. Yeah, I'm hearing some other noise that I have no idea where they're coming from. But that's okay.
It's okay.
That's okay. God is still good. Is that a, yeah, I'm hearing some strange noise, man. like but it's okay. But yeah, that's all I got, y'all. I'm not gonna take too much of your time and stuff like that. You know, but I just wanna let you know about the goodness of the Lord, amen. So just continue to be encouraged. Know that God is with you. Know that he loves you. Don't give up. We often hear me talk about people that are going through depression. Everybody's going through some type of depression, going through some difficult times in their life. Don't give up, man. Hold on. Your help is coming. Don't give up. Hang tight, you know. There's a legions of angels that is coming at your disposal. They're coming to see about you. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. God is good, okay? Just trust in the Lord and know that he is near you. He is near you. He's coming to your rescue, okay? The scripture said that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. Night doesn't last forever, okay? But morning will come. So just trust in the Lord. I just wanted to encourage you to let you know that. Reverend Robin, you have any closing remarks?
There's so much to be covered with regards to the goodness of the Lord. And one thing that we can be assured of is that scripture tells us is that the goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And that it is, you know, for us to just seek to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And there is no better place to be than in the arms of God, because he is truly a wonderful coverer. You know, he will always be there for us. And that's where our confidence needs to remain, is in that relationship with God. You know, Psalms 27:4 says that one thing have I desired of the Lord, that I would seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. I mean, because there is no greater place to be than to be in the loving arms of God, to be under his covering, to be just confident in your surety of your relationship with him, that God is above all things, and in him there is peace, and in him there is love, and in him there is mercy, in him there is grace, you know, and in him there is a goodness that we will find in no other place. So as Reverend Ray has said, remain encouraged. Don't give up. Don't let go. but run to that place of refuge, which is in Christ Jesus, and just be restored and be refreshed and just glean and benefit from all of the goodness of God, which he wants to just pour upon his children that he has called and that he has chosen and that he loves, and those that he has already told us that he has a plan for us, a plan to prosper us, not to harm us, but he has an expected end for all of his children. He has plans and purposes for all of his children, and they are one in which he is the author and the finisher of. And so we just hold on fast, be steadfast in that love and steadfast in our walk with him, which is a walk of relationships, not a walk of efforts, but a walk of relationship, because we love him because he first loved us. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Robin. So again, everyone, this has been Friday Night Joy with Reverend Ray and Reverend Robin. Amen. And our topic has been God is good. I know that we have, again, some technical difficulties. So you listen to it again, and everything like that, just listen to the end, and you'll be blessed, amen. But we're going to do see what happened, and we're going to try to take care of that again, all right? So with that being said, Father God, we just, again, we want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for the word of knowing that you're a good God. You know, you're a good God, and you're worthy to be praised. And God is good, and he's good all the time, all the time. So, Father, for those that are listening, and want it more, God, we pray that the words that have already been spoken may begin to prick their hearts and remind them of the love that you have for them, Lord Jesus. That we might begin to remind them of the price that you paid for on the cross, Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you begin to encourage somebody wherever they might be. God, we pray for healing and deliverance, Lord Jesus. We pray for restoration, God. We pray for hope in yourself. We pray for greater faith, God, and for greater miracles to take place in their life. We pray for our salvation. Someone might cry, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to change my life around God? We're praying for all those things to take place today, the moment they hear this broadcast, all across the world, whoever they might be, God. We know that there is nothing too hard for you to do. We trust you, Lord Jesus. We believe in you, Lord Jesus. We've seen you work miracles time after time after time after time again. We've seen you do great things, God. We will believe you. We will trust you, God. God, allow us to keep on standing. And after we've done all we can, you can continue to stand, God, and to look to the hills from what's coming to help. And to not turn back, God, but to keep our eyes focused on you, God. And not look to the left nor to the right, but continue on the narrow path and stay focused on you and the things of you, Lord Jesus. Not only bless us, Lord Jesus, bless our families and those that we are attached to, God, those family members and mother, father, sisters, and brothers, and husbands, and aunts, and grandmothers, and so many of God, even the people that we work with, God, even people that may not know you, God. Allow us to be the salt, light, and power that you have called us to be in a time like this. We need you even more so, God. Even when the enemy comes against us like a flood, God, you said you will raise up a standard, God. So we're looking for that standard, God. We know that the standard is all around us. That standard or that banner is you, God. So we will worship you. We will continue to give you a yet praise. We will glorify you in the morning, and we will glorify you at night, God. We will glorify you when the sun is shining, and we will glorify you when it's raining, God, no matter the storm. Lord Jesus, we will still glorify you because you are worthy of all praise. You are worthy of all worthiness. There is none like you in all the earth, Lord Jesus. We forever thank, praise your name in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Again, everyone, I want to thank you for listening in and everything. Thank you for being patient with us and listening all the way through for those that did. And may God continue to smile upon you and heaven bless you. Again, thank you very much for joining us. God bless. Amen.